Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
And it's now 2014, so for everyone listening, Happy New Year. And as always, we're joined by Gaz, Lost Ruin, and Warren.
Good evening.
Hello, hello, and hello.
Yep, good to have you back. Both had a good holiday?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Father Christmas was good to me.
Yeah, I heard, Gaz. So, you know, any major surprises or any... anything to mention about Christmas, or should we say highlights?
Just usual. Kids enjoyed it, and that's all that matters to me.
Yeah.
And yeah, good. Really good. Time off work, and yeah.
That's good. Okay, so since we're in 2014, I thought it'd be a good time to reflect on last year, 2013. So talk about all the highs and lows of the gaming world of 2013, and then in a bit we'll talk about what we're looking forward to in 2014. So any particular highlights we should talk about first for 2013?
Well, I think the release of the next generation of consoles is a major highlight, isn't it?
It is a bit. Yeah.
And the first year of was a consumer funded console, the Ouya, was released.
Very true.
And the Game Stick as well, that was released, another Android console. And the, what's the other one? There's another Android, and the NVIDIA as well, that was released. So basically in 2013, we've seen a load of consoles released, a couple of them in indie, but yeah. It's looking bright in the world of gaming.
Yeah, but plenty of platforms to choose from at the moment, so, even if you're not going for the next gen stuff, you can up this plenty to choose from the current gen. So this is about the best sort of time to get
into. Well, yeah, well, that's it. I mean, if you can't afford one of the new consoles yet, there is alternatives, cheaper alternatives on out at the moment. Now, like the Wii U's come down in price. You got all the Android consoles that are available. So there are affordable consoles. And I've played the Wii U, and I've got to say it's brilliant, really good. I know, Warren, you own one, don't you? So.
Oh yes, love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's still on my to-get list. So, but I'll see which I get first. We'll get one of the next gen consoles after wait and see. But I'm sure I'll get them eventually, one way or another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we good. Look forward to see what those can do in 2014.
Oh yes, I'm looking forward to it. Hmm.
Oh yeah, I certainly am. Well, that was my big news is I got my Xbox One yesterday, and yeah, I played it before, obviously at Eurogamer and a couple of expos, played a couple of games, and yeah, they look really nice. But now I've got the console, I can see exactly truly what this console is capable of. And I've got to say, I'm really impressed. Just for instance, I've just been playing a game on Forza. I paused my game, flipped over to Skype quickly just to check a message, and then flip back and continue my game. And you can just switch between applications and games like that. Fantastic. Just little things like that. I got a trial for Xbox Live, and it gives you a QR code, and it gives you the 15-digit code underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, all you have to do is hold up the QR code to the Kinect. It reads what it is, and it does it automatically. You've no need to enter the code or anything. It's just simple things like that.
Yeah, I know. That stuff that I had posted on Major Nelson back in, 2009 with the Xbox Vision Cam, that I was telling them, well, I'll just make a QR code for the Xbox Vision Cam. They never did it. So I'm glad they did bring it over to the Xbox, at least. So actually, a lot of people started saying it after I said it, actually, because it's like, oh, okay, because it makes it a lot easier for everyone to, just hold it up. Boop. I mean, I've been doing it on my iPod Touch for the longest, so it's not big news, but I'm glad they finally brought it. I wish Sony would do it too, also. So that'd be great.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I can, if I do something really cool in one of my games, I can just quickly flick over to my game DVR, record my highlight, and then post it, and then continue with my game. It's brilliant. It really is. Really is cool. Mm-hmm. I've got to say, yeah, it looks, this might well be my favourite console of all time.
Are you going that far, are you guys?
Yeah, I am that impressed with it. I've only had it for a day, but I am that impressed with it.
So what would you say to anyone who might be cautious about going for the Xbox One after all the controversy? Would you say they should put it aside, or...?
Well, yeah, I mean, anyone who's dubious or in two minds about getting either a PlayStation or an Xbox, because they both had controversy. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's unfounded, because it's brilliant. I mean, they changed their tact on the DRM and all that, we all know that, but yeah, it really is a next generation console. It really is. It's such a step up from the Xbox 360, and I didn't think that was possible. I thought the Xbox 360 was just about as good as we could get, but no, this is a huge leap. It really is.
Yeah, and would you say it's worth picking up now, or waiting for the price to drop, or...?
Well, that's it. I mean, if you've got the money, I'd suggest go and get one now, but obviously, people who don't have the money, wait, I'm sure the price will drop within 6 months to 6 to 12 months anyway, so, but, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, very cool, so, yeah, well, I've noticed on the Xbox 360, whenever I'm on a couple of friends who have got an Xbox One, appear on the Xbox Live and it shows they're on the Xbox One.
Uh-huh.
So that's a cool little feature to have, so you can see which console your friends are playing if you're using the same username or gamertag.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I can use my gamertag on this console, and I can still use it on the Xbox as well. So that's a really cool...
Yeah, that's a nice little feature. You know, friend gave... Yeah, he gave me a tour of the Xbox One when he got his, and it was cool. You know, he could play games and be on Skype all at the same time. Granted, there was a little bit of lag, because at one time he was using his cell phone, which he didn't say. I was like, "Oh, I'm on my cell phone." Like, "Oh, get on the Xbox One." And he did a good job. You know, he showcased it and everything like that. And, you know, the Snap is really nice. It does lag a little bit, but they did just release a new update that actually makes it go a little bit faster, which I haven't really read up on just yet. But,
I mean, from what I've seen, I've not noticed any lag at all in any of anything that I've been doing. Just a slight thing when I'm just viewing a few friends' videos, it has a tendency to just lag occasionally, but that's all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. When we do video, that's what I'm saying, video Skype. You know, I'm on my iPad and he on Skype and he's on my Xbox One on Skype, you know. So, but the only thing that I will say, I mean, I can point out some bugs and stuff, like when, I forget, he'd do something and it would disable the camera, the Kinect, and it's like, you know, I didn't care. And I'll say, yeah, you haven't been on camera for about 2 minutes. And I was like, oh, okay, I did something, and it actually, you know, that's a programming issue. It's not a big bug or anything like that, but all you do is hit the button and reactivate the Kinect.
Yeah. Yeah, not a lot more I can say about it, really. I've had it less than 24 hours, so, but yeah, I'm just waiting to see what games we're going to see. That's the most important thing. Yes, you get your Skype and your Netflix and other things like that, and your DVR. That's the coolest thing, to record all your gameplay and things like that, and your friends can see what you're doing,
Are you going to be buying any Blu-rays, guys? Because I know the Xbox One has a Blu-ray disc drive in it.
Yeah, I already have some. I've got a couple already. Toy Story 3, Up, and a couple of others as well. I already owned a few Blu-rays even before I had a Blu-ray player, because they were on special offer at the time. But yeah, cool. I've already watched the Blu-ray on it, and yeah, it's fine. And the thing about the resolution's fantastic as well. With my Xbox, you can certainly see the difference.
Yeah, but
what you really need is a 4K television. That's going to be the that'll really showcase the what it does graphically.
Yeah, that's just adding up to the price. I'll buy my Atari and play it on my CRT and be happy. So, yeah, I mean, you know, if it was like, I don't know, it's just, I guess, because I'm a 3DO fanatic, and, you know, once I have my 3DO, that's when my creativity and my mind just shot through the roof on creativity, where we had real people, not these 3D fake people that trying to look real. You know, I mean, you play, I don't know, Supreme Warrior, that's on Sega CD also, you know, and what is that, Shockwave, Deadless Encounter, you know, these are like literally interactive movies, not this 3D stuff they brought out, which is much more, well, I shouldn't say it's much more effective, because the budgets of games have gone up, what, 5, 10, 15 times versus using an actor. Granted, you know, the 3D, I understand you can like set the scenes up a little bit more dynamic, you know, because once you shot a scene, you know, that's it. It's done. You can't call actors back in, really, to come, hey, we need to reshoot that scene again. Like, no, we can reshoot another scene, you know. But still, the budgets were not that high on this new 3D stuff. So that stuff I do take into account when I look at these budgets of these games and how long does it take to make a game to truly showcase the console. 7 years?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Good question, actually.
You know, those are the things that I think about. I mean, yeah, it looks pretty, and, you know, when I saw Kara, that blew my mind. And it's PS3, you know, and then the PS4 was announced. I'm like, why? You know? But as long as everyone's enjoying the games, that's the bottom line. But I will see come July of this year to see what's going to happen. Because it's going to be a fly or sink month, I think. Because I haven't seen any new. Only thing I'm waiting on for is Zelda U, and that's really the only game I'm really waiting for right now. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do want to get a PS4 and an Xbox One, but which one to get first is, again, something I'm debating about which one I'll get first, if I'll get both of them first.
Well, because I was on the 360, I was always going to get the Xbox One, because a lot of my friends are getting the Xbox One as well. And, yeah. It's bigger than the PS4. It takes up more shelf space, but it doesn't make any noise at all. And if you know the super slim where you've got the vents on the top,
yeah.
And after you've been playing it for a while, you put your hand on it and it burns your hand because there's that much hot air coming out of it. I mean, I've had this Xbox One on for a few hours now, and there's a little bit of it wouldn't even heat your hand up. So the fans work super well on it.
Oh, yeah, they had time to fix that issue.
Yeah, they work super on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely food for thought. So yeah, I'll look at my financial situation, because I've got big things to do this year, but I'm sure I might be able to get one of the consoles eventually at some point this year. So just
things. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. My missus just bought it for me yesterday, just to... It was a late Christmas present. I'm really chuffed. Really am. I love it.
Yeah, well, the presents I got was a little Apple TV box, so I can now stream videos and pictures and music on the TV, because also mirror the iPhone I've got to play some games as well.
Cool.
Yeah, which I've tried. I did a little test with a couple of games, but I think I'll have to really test it in, see how well it works, or how well I can use it with certain games. But it's definitely impressive to see it on the big screen, and definitely potential to use a capture device if I ever decide to get a capture device to do some full-on game reviews. But
The Apple TV, yeah, it's pretty good to stream games and stuff to it, but do not try to play the game on the screen, because it does lag.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a good internet connection, then it works just fine. But I was playing for a while, but for some reason now I have like a bit of lag by like, it's like a few milliseconds. So, you know, if you're playing a game like, you know, Street Fighter, nah, it's not going to work too well. But like, you know, Kingdom Rush, racing games, they're not that great to play on there, you know, because of the lag. And if you play with 8-bitty, like I have an emulator that's on my iPad that I got when it was on the iTunes store. And I play like a few arcade games. It's best to just play it directly on the iPad. It sounds like a great idea, and that's the reason why I quit kind of pushing the iPad on big screen TV. But it does look good in HD. I'll give it that. You will be very impressed, and you'll get, you know, I'm just letting you know so you don't get all excited. Like, oh, I can play my iPad on my TV now on a bigger screen. Yeah, it's nice, but that lag will eventually eat you away. You're like, oh, that's okay.
Yeah, I've noticed a couple of lag problems in a couple of games I tried, so I'm not sure if using a wired connection might solve that problem or not, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, actually it will, because I actually have a cable. I forgot. That's what I was going to say. If you use a wired one, yeah, it works just fine. The lag is, like, not there, but keep in mind, if you're not using a wireless Bluetooth controller and you're holding it in your hand... that wire will slip out. So, and you really don't want to damage your pins on your device, you know, which if you're using an iPad or iPhone or whatever device you're using. You know, but I would say that I want to add on top of the Apple TV is that, you know, Chromecast is pretty nice. That's my next thing that I'm going to try to get, you know, for Christmas. I really didn't, you know, no one really, we can never really give kids, we give cash. And I basically bought some cables and... Yeah, my friend bought me Walking Dead the second, you know, next season, but I haven't played it yet, so I'm gonna try to play it today, if possible. But no, the Apple TV is a great little device. Actually, now that you say you have one, I need to send you some tips on how to use it. Cause actually, a friend sent me a thing that I learned on myself. Like I said, I already know all that stuff, you know. But there's a lot of hidden features in the Apple TV itself, so.
Yeah, I've heard a couple. I've been to say one. Thanks for those tips you sent me on how best to use the Apple devices.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I sent it to you. Okay. All right. You're welcome.
Just handy little tips I might use there. So, and the other thing I got was a PS Vita. I mean, I've only got two games. Well, technically three, but I don't really play FIFA. So, I mean, that was a bundle game I got with the console.
Oh. Okay. How do you like it so far?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I played a couple of games, which I'll mention a bit later on in the podcast. But yes, yeah, okay. A pretty good system. So I can see myself playing the system from time to time. Probably not as much as I do on my 3DS, but
Why you say that? Because of games?
Part of it. I mean, there are some good games I've got for it at the moment. So when I play through those, obviously I'll have to get some more games to play on the system, but.
Okay.
But if I can get to use its full capabilities, and yeah, it should be a good little handheld which I can take on holiday with me. So I'll just have to look at getting some PS Vita games and maybe PS3 cross-platform games as well.
Oh, okay.
Because you can get those. I think if you get the PS3 version, you can go to get the PS Vita version and vice versa sometimes. But
yeah.
I think it depends on certain games, because some games will just not give you a code, so you have to get half price or something on the Vita version or the PS3 version.
What size memory card do you have? Ooh, go ahead.
The one that got included was 4 gigabytes, which I need a bigger one, so I'll pick one up at some point. But for the games I've got at the moment, it's plenty, because I haven't got that many games for the system so far. But when I get some more games, obviously I'll get a bigger. Memory card.
True.
It's a shame that they used standard SD cards or micro SD cards instead, but you have to use Sony's ones.
Yeah, that's what scares me from them.
Yeah, I mean the PS3 can swap out the hard drives with any hard drive you want, pretty much, as long as it's 2.5-inch hard drive used for laptops, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the main presents. I also got quite a few games as well, and played a couple of those, but...
Cool. Yeah.
So, any of our hearts for you, one for 2013, before we go on to what we've been looking forward to in 2014?
Oh, no, the only highlight I keep thinking of is Ouya. I don't know why I'm stuck on Ouya. I mean, that's the only thing I think of when you say highlight. I mean, there's other smaller things, you know... with like coding and stuff like that, but I don't really want to get into that because it's going around Adobe and Apple, you know, allowing things and a website called App Academy. But I think they opened up in like 2012, not 2013, but I didn't learn about them until 2013 actually. It's where you can. It's basically a college, online college, university. You can learn for free, basically. And once you get a job, mm-hmm. then you pay them. You know, if you want to learn coding and stuff, basically your job in American, you would make, you know, most jobs average out at $80,000 a year, you know. So, but my highlight is going to be Ouya, I guess, for 2013. You know, because Walking Dead came out in 2012, so I can't say that.
Yeah.
Same with highlight for 2013 was completing The Walking Dead, because I think I started playing it in 2012 and I finished it off in 2013, shortly after the new year.
Yeah. Well, I guess my highlight will be I finished. Well, I didn't know at the time. I did not know there's gonna be a fourth Mass Effect. I guess my real big highlight would be completing Mass Effect. I guess, you know, because that's I was really proud when I did it. You know, because I put that game off for a while, which I hardly ever talk about it. You know, it was a great game, but you know, I kind of, you know, I don't know. Everybody complaining. Remember all the big old rage on the internet? Oh my gosh, you guys made the worst ending for the game. And I was like, okay, I'm not even going to play it. I'm going to wait till that passes down so I don't judge the ending. And I thought the ending was fit to a point, but I think they put too much into the ending, and that's what kind of ruined it for a lot of people. I mean, I put a video up. I don't want to ruin it if you're going to play it. So, but the ending, it all depends on how you look at it. They did some things like destroying certain things, and it's like, whoa, wait, you did that? But I guess that would be my biggest highlight, completing the Mass Effect trilogy in 2013.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. Say probably if all I was doing another year of the podcast, so that's another obvious highlight, but if I'll get that out of the way.
No, that's still a good highlight. Yeah.
Yeah, any more from you guys, or...?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's going to be a good 2014 now.
Yeah, so, well, obviously there's going to be new games coming out in 2014, so, well, and hopefully new stuff introduced. Although it reminds me, actually, something that I think that might be coming out this year is a... Let me see if I can look it up, actually, because I read it in a newspaper earlier, because you know the ZX Spectrum?
Oh, yeah, the Bluetooth Spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a Kickstarter on that, I think. Is it Kickstarter or Indiegogo?
And that's one of them, isn't it? Yeah, the Bluetooth Spectrum. Yeah.
I haven't heard it yet, so.
Let's see if we can find it. Is it. I did see in the papers there, it looks really, really cool, so. Oh, wait, that's not it. No, something else. Might be the other one. But basically, this. This bloke who designed games for the Spectrum back in the days, taking interest in actually taking the ZX Spectrum keyboard and making it into a Bluetooth keyboard, which can be used on all sorts of devices and also allows to be used with emulators to play ZX Spectrum games. So if you have the tape drive, you can still play the old PC games.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I see it here. Yeah, they have a hook to an iPad. It's almost as big as an iPad, though. So, how big? But it looks pretty.
Well, this picture.
Yeah, I've never had a Spectrum, so I don't know the size of it. I can't say if it's as big as an Atari, but it looks a little smaller than an Atari, but I know it's thinner than an Atari by at least half. Atari 2600.
Yeah,
the
ZX Spectrum.
Yeah, I'm at TechCrunch.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking it up now. It's on the return of the ZX Spectrum as a Bluetooth keyboard.
Yeah, let me go. I'm gonna post it in the group real quick here. So let's see. Tune in. There you go.
Yeah. It was a Kickstarter. And is that aiming? It says the cost is around £60,000. So it's about $90,000, roughly.
Right. Yep. That's what he says here.
Yeah. And so far, £80,000 has been pledged with 26 days to go. I think that was a couple of days ago, but
how much has been pledged?
18,000. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the UK. I guess I have 32,804.41, yeah, and I guess that's sterling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it looks very pretty, though. It looks very pretty. I mean, I posted it in the group. You know, in the group here. It looks very pretty. Wow, it looks really nice.
Okay, I'm just on the Kickstarter website. I think this is the one, and it's up to £32,000, so it's over halfway.
Yeah, I'm gonna post that right here too. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool actually, so I'm gonna add that to favours, have a look at that a bit later on. But yeah, it's cool to see.
Yeah, and I know it sounds bad to say this, but this is the reason why I say I don't see why companies that are made older systems that are still in business, take Nintendo, why aren't they releasing games for the old Nintendo? The budget should be so small to make those games. You know, I'll say at least under $500,000, at least. You know, if they made old Nintendo, Super Nintendo games, I would still, as long as they're good, I'd still buy them. You know, I mean, I don't want to pay $59 for it. I'll give you like 30, depending on the game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know if you want to try to segue into this, but I don't know if you heard about what Sony's trying to do with the PS4, with older games and releasing DLC for older games, but yet don't offer backwards compatibility. But this is the main reason why I'm asking, you know, hey, Nintendo, 3DO, y'all release some of those games for your old consoles. Warren, who would buy that? Kickstarter's proving basically what I was trying to say. The market is still there. So, you know, as long as they're affordable, you know, but that's pretty neat.
Yeah, we're going to see other consoles, maybe some underdog consoles come back in that sort of way. I mean, I can see maybe like an Atari 2600 coming back, or Atari 7800. Maybe you can use a specific controller that you can use as an emulator as a Bluetooth device, and maybe have an additional port so you can play on the big screen, maybe, for two players.
Yeah, that was my idea, I will say that. But I guess that's probably the reason why Ouya is so stuck on my head, because my thing is that if they don't want to, you know, make those consoles, there's Ouya. Make a channel, Atari channel. I mean, if Atari did it and they kept the games, you know, relatively affordable, you know, 99 cents for the Atari 2600 and maybe 5200 or whatever, and then anything higher than that, you know, but no game should be more than like $5 unless it's a specially made game or something. You know, like if they did, I know this sounds bad, but I'm going to say it anyway because I love E.T. on Atari 2600. I don't really care what anyone else says. I love that game. Yes, it was very weird. It was very odd, but keep in mind I'm from a small town. And we didn't have much else to do, so therefore I spent the time on this game that my nieces and nephews bought that they didn't like, so they gave it to me, and I love the game. I found that Power Flower, but say they made an E.T. Part 2, and it turns out to be a great game. I mean, yeah, I'd pay $25 for that for Atari. I would, you know, especially if it came with a box and a book, but as a DLC-only game, I will say I will want it to be like $15 or less. I mean, of course I'm going to still buy it anyway, because it's E.T. 2 and it's better than Part 1. Of course I'm going to buy it, but to be realistic, you know, but, you know, I really think I think most of these companies could make a living off the Ouya, you know. I mean, I'm not trying to put down Xbox or Sony or Nintendo or anything like that, because they are getting these games anyway, and I call them the mainstream, but I would love to have the first launch of it on the Ouya, you know, get the bugs out or whatever, you know.
So. Well, that's the thing, the Ouya, it was designed as a developer console anyway. And it would be an ideal platform to release a game like that on. Ideal. Completely ideal.
Yeah, that's
the whole purpose of the console.
Yeah, like, It'll Do was made for Ouya, and it's coming to Wii U. It's supposed to be last year, but I haven't been keeping my eye on it because I thought it'd make a big splash or something. But I guess it's going to be coming this year. And it's a great little game, and I love playing it on Ouya, and once I do get a Wii U, you know, I will get it on that system. You know, you know, I can already play it on Ouya, but you know, I am gonna get it on Ouya. I just don't wanna, you know, I don't wanna start buying so many games, and then, you know how you buy games sometimes and you turn your back on it, like, oh, I forgot I had that 3 years later. You know, I don't wanna do that. I only wanna, you know, I wanna buy games that don't take up a lot of time where I can play them. So, you know, but yeah, that's how I look at you know, Atari, ColecoVision, because Atari Age, they're doing great and they're still making games and they give them away for free. You know, so it's kind of hard, I guess, you know, they even gotta keep it free because, as you know, when you add money to something, that's when everything starts getting all complicated. You know, I like to do stuff, and hey, if it's only gonna take me like 4 hours to get it done and it's done, when normally it'll take 5 months, I really just do it and get out of the way and say, okay, I'm done, that's it, okay, bye. You know, but yeah, but that's how I look at the Ouya, as being, you know, not next gen, but the platform to open up the doorway for other people who normally wouldn't be able to, you know, release their games. Basically what the guy from Fez went through, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and people don't get to see that. You know, when you're programming, you don't have a life. You don't really have a life. You know, you go to the bar and drink and go back home, and that's usually about it. You know, so, you know, because my friend who works at EA, of course he works a lot, and he works like, what, I think he works like 80 hours a week. Yeah, he sets his own schedule, but he has to meet those 80 hours by the end of the week, though. You know, so, you know, that's crazy. You know, and that's only on holidays. Normally only works, I think, like 60 hours a week or something like that. But, yeah. But you know, he's a collector, and that's basically all his life. You know, I mean, yeah, he makes a pretty penny, but he also dumpster dives. So if he sees something in the dumpster he likes, he will jump in and get him. Like, why are you doing that? That's him. That's what he does. You know, he's a true God geek. You know, he doesn't care. You know, it's like, okay, you know. But yeah, but that's the future of gaming.
Cool. Any more highlights of 2013? Oh, I just thought of one, but I can't remember what it was now. Never mind.
Didn't you go to like some event? Yeah, I think you're hot. Well, you have a lot of highlights.
Yeah, I do. Like, oh, well, that was it. Yeah, Ramble Media, who I originally wrote for and then became editor. I have now taken on ownership of the site. So I now own it because the other guys left. So, yeah, so it's my site now. I'm just trying to revamp it and give it a bit of a facelift, and we're just currently recruiting some more writers, and yeah, it's going to be cool. I've just secured a good deal on it, and one of my missus's friends, because my missus is my editor on the site. She, one of her friends, does like design, and she's designing us a new logo, and she also does t-shirts and things like that, and she's quoted me £5 for a t-shirt with printing, so that's kind of cool. I'm going to print off some t-shirts for everyone, all the staff and a few others that we can give away and things like that, so it's good.
Alright, so
I'm going to try and
Okay. Yeah, I guess one other thing too, I forgot, because you are the first person I've known that actually really played the original VR, you know, the virtuality unit. So that's like one of your good highlights. That's one of my highlights I don't talk about, but now I can actually say that. I actually know someone, you know, I don't need to say, well, I know someone who knows someone who said they went. and you actually played all three. Well, actually, was it four? Let's see, virtuality, Sega, was that Virtual Boy and Oculus Rift? So you played all four of them. So that's like awesome, you know.
Yeah, and I think the best one is the Oculus Rift. That's going to be a good year, 2014. It's going to be interesting to see what that's going to do to the gaming market, because that could be pretty special.
Oh yeah, because I mean, I don't know. I was on another forum talking about that, you know, and somehow we got turned off from the video games and started going like, you know, other applications such as like real estate and theme parks, you know, virtual theme parks basically. But I was gonna say, have you heard anything more about it? Because I mean, I've been, you know, reading stuff that people post every now and then. I mean, do they have like?
There's nothing going on really at the moment. I think it's just people are still trying to develop decent games for it. People are still playing about with it, trying to decide what's. I don't think really people know what it can actually do yet. Much like we don't really know what an Xbox One or a PlayStation 4 can do yet. It's been out for a while, and yes, we've seen some demos at certain gaming events. Some have left people with a sickly feeling, others have not, and yeah. When we've seen like roller coaster type ride type things, a surgery game as well, where you could, also like a dungeon crawler as well. So, I mean, there are lots of different things that could happen with it. So that's going to be interesting. Yeah. And whether it can be incorporated into an Xbox or a PlayStation 4, that would be fantastic as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and whether it's going to be affordable to the general public as well. They do release it, they're going to have to mass produce it, aren't they? For the people who want to buy it. Yeah. Whether that's going to be possible, that's going to be a different thing as well.
Yeah, I think the producers of Oculus Rift are trying to do make it as affordable as possible. I think that's the general aim, so that anyone can pick it up, so it's not too expensive. So I'm guessing that's what they're going to do, but it might be expensive for some. But it depends how well built it is and how well mass produced it is within release.
Yeah, if they put it out, I think really first they would need to do pre-orders and let people, I'm not going to be in the first line like I used to be, but if I was in line, I'm going to look at my budget would be if I had the cash, I would say, something like that for that experience. Yeah, I'd be in the upper range of, $5.99 is really my top limit, but what I've seen, that thing is worth way more than that. But I know if it was like around the $3.99, I'd be all in because that's something I know I'd have, and I know my friends are gonna want to come over and play it, and I'll say, hey, bring $5 because this is not free, so that'll cover my costs, when they leave. Of course, I'll be, oh wow, that's awesome, because I'm gonna want stuff that you can't really see, and if I can also build stuff, and that's the reason I also push on the Ouya. If I can make it work with the Ouya and do my Flash stuff, then I can make my own experiences.
Again, it is a developer thing as well. It's originally developed for developers. If you threw it at the developers, because I don't think they actually knew, the people who made the Oculus Rift didn't really know what it could actually do. Now the developers are doing the stuff with it. And I think it's surprising the makers of the Rift as well.
Yeah, because I don't know if you read that one article where they actually let people play with it, and a lot of people who've never, like you've done the virtual thing, so the first thing you do is you look around to get yourself associated, and you look down, and you're like, wait a minute, there's no ground. Where are my feet? I'm not that short. I'm not that tall. And that's what the feedback came back, and they're like, wow, we never thought about that. And I was like, when you're building in 3D, that's where my weakness is at. I can't build it to this perspective. And that's the first thing most people notice, that my feet are not, I can't really look and see my feet correctly. And they took all that input and just took it to the next level, which, like you said, is going to be the real next level of virtuality. And that's basically the stuff that I want. And yes, I'm not trying to get giddy because I want to let them take their time. Don't rush it, Push a little bit out, I hope to see something, by the end of this year. I don't really care what it is. It's going to be a racing game for all I care. I'll take it. Ridge Racer, and I can turn my head sideways, and I can actually say, hey, let you drive, and I put the Oculus Rift on and turn backwards and watch you race forward, but I'm looking backwards. That would be awesome to do something like that. But the possibilities are almost endless. Almost.
Yep. So. I missed time to get out of the Oasis.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, that's where it's going.
Ready Player One.
Yeah, that's where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
How long is it going to be for? How long is it until we're going to see something like that? Something like the Oasis?
Not longer than the Force. I mean, probably won't be as sophisticated as is made out to be in Ready Player One. But
but Ready Player One is set in what year?
2030, I think.
Yeah, so 2030, that's pretty much, 16 years away. You used to imagine, what was 16 years previously was 1998. Look at the technology that was in 1998. Would you have imagined that you would have technology like the Oculus Rift in 1998? No. Now, can you imagine we could have something like the Oasis in 2030 now? No. But it's not beyond the realms of possibility.
Nope, it's not. So
next year we are supposed to have the hovering skateboards, flying cars, and
shit out of town.
Don't even say that no more. I'm sorry. They let me down so bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2015, isn't it?
I, in Popular Science, they said we're going to have flying cars and a hoverboard. I forget when they said they're going to have the hoverboards, but I was looking so forward to those flying cars in 2000. I was like,
well, that's the thing. I watched Blade Runner the other day, and that movie is actually set in 2019. And 5 years away, and that's got flying cars in it.
Okay, I'm gonna say this, and I hate to burst the bubbles, but after I got really ticked, okay, they're still talking about the flying car today. There is a flying car, but it's nothing like what you just said. It's nothing like that. It's basically a small airplane car with airplane parts.
It's a car that can drive, and then you fold the wings down, and it can take off.
It's not a car.
That's not a car.
Exactly, it's not a car. So it's kind of like, but then if you stop for a moment and stop, you know, get out the daydream and pull back a little bit, think about it.
You would describe as something that could take off vertically.
Yes, exactly. There are no propellers or anything like that.
Vertical takeoff, like the Harrier or the
the Harrier that what's his name used, Arnold Schwarzenegger, in that one movie where it can actually hover. I forget, he was in some movie where it was hovering and it was very big technology. It's like, yeah, that thing exists for real. It's like, real. But the one thing too, keep in mind, you're not driving a car anymore, so that means you have to get a special flying car license. Could you imagine? That. And my fear too was, I was thinking, like, you know what, I don't know if you've ever been out on the street with people and their car runs out of gas. What happens if a person's flying their car runs out of gas? But whatever, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll make sure I take the top lane from now on. So, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, we do have some technology that allows us to hover. I have to give you that video, and that way you can see it. It's with some kind of quantum physics, but it locks everything in place. So, but I have to find that video again. It's really interesting. So, but yeah.
Hmm. Well, we'll have to see if 2015 comes true or not.
I want to be in line for that hoverboard. I want one. I want two of them.
Yeah, I'm in line for the self-lacing shoes.
The what?
The self-lacing shoes. Yeah, Marty McFly's shoes.
From
Back to the Future.
Yeah, I thought they made those for real already, I thought.
Yeah, they don't self-lace, do they? They did make them. Nike did produce a pair.
Oh, okay, because I know they did it. Them things are very expensive, too.
Yeah.
They're collectors. Yeah. Well, that strap-on works for me, so. So. Yeah, but I guess I do also. I wish they'd also start doing those holograms too from Back to the Future. Remember that Jaws hologram? I thought we'd have that by now. I mean,
what Jaws number was that? In Back to the Future Part 2?
Was it 33 or something like that? I don't know.
Something like that.
Well, we've got quite a few movies then, because it's only up to Jaws 4.
Jaws is not longer a scary thing anymore. Jaws is kind of a joke. Back in the day, that was some scary mess.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, I mean, I was so afraid of sharks. I had never even been to the beach. I was afraid to take baths as a kid. I was scared the tub was going to, the bottom of the tub was going to fall out, and I was going to fall into the sewer, and Jaws is like right there waiting for me. So, but yeah.
Yeah, but do have Skype in the future, or a version of Skype.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. You remember one scene, the future Marty in the living room, where he's talking to his colleague.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is a version of Skype, so that exists. So at least one thing came true from Back to the Future Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we still have to use our hands.
Of course. We're never going to be hands-free for a while. We're never going to be hands-free. You can do that now. If you have an iPhone or anything that does voice command, if you have to press a button to turn it on, it's not hands-free.
That's like a baby's toy.
Yeah, exactly. So, as long as it works, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but until that all happens in 2015, any other highlights for 2014?
I was talking about Back to the Future. I want one of them dog walking robots as well. You see them have a thing, you know, where they pull up to Marty McFly's house and then there's a like a little hovering robot that's walking the dog. I want one of them. Saves me a bit of trouble.
Yeah, exactly. I want me a dog walking a Roomba. So, yeah.
Forget your hoverboards and your flying cars. That's what I want.
Yeah, actually, I would like one of those. Well, I don't know. I want the hoverboard. I want one for the dog, too. I'll get three hoverboards. One for the dog. She can rip that in pieces. Like, that's yours. Do whatever you like.
Is Mattel still around, actually, thinking about it?
Mattel?
Yes.
Yeah, they still produce, too.
Yeah, they still make stuff. Yeah. Almost got me scared for a second.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, because it was their hoverboard in the movie, so.
Well, you know, you can always.
Well, they made the power glove, so it's anything's possible.
Who made the power glove?
Mattel did.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh. And they made the Intellivision, so it's just a natural step up to make the hoverboard.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I'm gonna post something in the group. Gizmodo ran this article back in 2012. The Back to the Future hoverboard is 2012's worst toy. I haven't watched it yet, but it looks very funny. What I'm gonna just post it under the Back to the Future post there. It's not what we thought it was gonna be. I didn't know they made it. Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but I wanna watch that video later.
But I say one thing I'm looking forward to this year is the rest of the episodes of The Walking Dead being released. I played the first first episode which you all know, but I still won't spoil it because neither of you played it yet, have you?
Season 2 I have not played yet. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I think the next episode is due sometime in February, so if we can get through January, should be able to play episode 2 very, very soon, hopefully.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to that this year, and I'm presuming it'll be like every 2 months, every episode after.
Alright.
So it'll take a while, but hopefully it'll be worth it. I'm sure it will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, what I did, I just waited till they released all the episodes, got them all in one, and at a great price as well, so I might just do the same again.
Yeah, I will say do that. Yeah, do that, because that works. You know, me, I'm doing it. I mean, I'm going to say this. I'm a little upset. I was upset because when Nick and I were talking about it, he was like, oh, he posted something, and then I found something that says, oh, it's coming out. And that time we thought it was coming out, it didn't come out, and so I set all the time aside. And when it didn't come out, I got kind of a little irked because I set time aside for it because I said, oh, it's coming. It was just a trailer. So and that's the reason why I haven't played my copy that I have right now because I haven't set time up, you know, because this between once Thanksgiving hit, time just flew by so fast. And I was like, wow. My friend's like, okay, I'll get it for you. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, and I haven't played. He's like, well, you need to play it now. Like, I'll play it. You know, so hopefully I'll play it today. Hopefully.
Well, as soon as you do one, let me know.
Oh, I will. You're the first on the list to let you know. Hey, I finally played it and beat it. Okay, we can talk now.
Damn it, just make sure you savor it.
Yeah, oh, I am. You and him and Ariel, you're ready to talk already. I'm like, give me a moment. Sorry. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say the other highlights would be looking forward to see what comes out for the PS4 and Xbox One and see how they compete and see how the Wii U is able to compete as well.
Well, the Wii U's not going to be able to compete with.
Oh, what was that?
Wii U's not going to compete, is it really?
I summon the Triforce of Power! Zelda!
Well, that's a thing. Yeah, that's a thing, really.
Oh, what? Yeah, go ahead. What?
Just, go ahead, that's it. Nintendo, they rely on the same games, don't they? Zelda, Mario, Metroid, and
Well, true. I mean, this might be, I don't want to sound bad, but I'm going to always push Zelda U because that's the only thing that I'm really looking forward to, really, from Nintendo. I know it sounds bad.
Well, that's the thing, you're looking forward to one game. That's it. I'm looking forward to about 20 from the Xbox. I'm looking forward to Destiny. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Titanfall. That looks epic. So
Okay. I mean, those are good titles. Don't get me wrong. Those are good titles. I hope they turn out to be pretty decent. But, you know, Link got a full remake over, and he is now Link, the teenage Link, not the little troll boy Link, you know. You know, and I mean, it's just, it's everything that I wanted from a Zelda game. I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound disrespectful to Majora's Mask and what was the other one, the Ocarina of Time. Those were great games. I own the game, yes, I do. I have the collector's disc, and I had the cartridges, but I gave the cartridges to my friend Richard, you know, because he collects that stuff. I don't respect the game enough to say I need to collect it. I have it on one disc. I have, what, 5 games on one disc? But Zelda U, when they showed that, it blew my mind. And I'm sorry, Pikmin is a great game, too. Granted, you know, Super Mario 3D World, awesome game. I haven't bought a Wii U yet. My friends have bought it. Alpha Omega Sin, he's bought it, and he didn't think it was going to be all that great, but he fell in love with it, too, and it's a great Nintendo-ish game. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love my Xbox. I love Microsoft, too, but there are some games that, you know, once you play them on Nintendo, there's no other experience like it. You know, so, you know, but I do understand about they're just regurgitating the same IPs. But see, that's how I felt about the Game Boy Advance and the, what is that, the DS, not a DS Lite, but whatever console came out between the DS. It's still a DS system, but it was like a Game Boy Special or something like that. And I was like, that's just the same thing. So, you know, a few little games here, but nothing really to say, oh, this is different, you know. But I don't know. I don't know what to say, really, because this year is going to be the most oddest year in gaming ever. That's what I think. I don't know about best year. It's going to be a good year for a lot of people, yes. But it's going to be really odd, really odd. You know, because now we have a lot of people coming out of the woodworks as designers and graphic people. And then you have people like Smooth McGroove who are doing these the music with his mouth. You know, so now it's like, I think there's going to be a whole new genre of games coming out that aren't going to be labeled on anything that we know. Like, is that music or is that adventure? You know, make a move with your mouth, you know, or move around, make a move, which is not actually connect, but not exactly waggle, you know. So, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I mean, we'll see how well each console does against each other and how well the indie market does with the Ouya and other devices like that. Another console site.
Yeah, we will see.
And in the Go projects and Kickstarters such as ZX Spectrum Bluetooth keyboard. This seems to be an interesting year. And if the Oculus Rift does get released this year, which I have a feeling it might, but then I could be wrong. But
I hope so. I don't remember. I'm not in a rush. I want it. Yes, I do. But I can wait. I want them to get it right. I don't want it where I'm playing a game and. Like, man, all of us are sitting here right now, and we have Oculus Rift on. I can see you. You're Superman. Gaz is, I don't know, a guy from Titanfall, and I'm Sephiroth from Final Fantasy. And all of a sudden, while we're talking, I fall to screen, you blow up, and what the heck is going on? You know, so we don't want that to happen. So I'd rather wait. You know, I'd rather wait.
Yep, so, well, all we can hope for is that when something does happen, we'll be here to talk about it. I'm sure we will, but...
Of course.
Yep, so if anything does happen, we'll be sure to discuss it.
Absolutely.
Press play.
Yep, so should we go on to what we've been playing over the holiday?
Yes, I suppose so.
Okay, who'd like to go first?
Yes.
Well, I'm currently, as we speak, playing Forza 5.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Forza. I love Forza games, and yeah, I love this. Well, I don't know. Don't know how to explain it. It's Forza. I don't know. If you like Forza, you'll love this one. That's pretty much it.
I was going to say, are you playing it just only with the controller, or are you trying to use Kinect along with it?
Well, you can use Kinect. It detects your head movements. So if you move your head, if you look from side to side, it'll detect your head movement.
Well, I mean, have you used it, though?
Oh, yeah.
And how do you, I mean, as a gimmick.
I haven't got the head detection on. I played it with the head detection on. I just think it gets in the way because even if it's the slightest move and the camera will shift left or right, and that's playing that. What else have you been playing? Just Killer Instinct, that fighting game.
Are you playing it or are you just pressing buttons?
I'm pressing buttons. I don't know how to play it.
Okay, but you're enjoying it though.
Oh yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a free game, so it came free with my 12-month subscription. That was kind of cool.
I guess my question was, you say 12-month subscription. What was the price on that? I mean, is it still the same Xbox Live, or is it Xbox Live for Xbox One? I'm just asking.
It's the same. It's Xbox Live. And because I bought it with the console, it only cost me £30. So that was quite cool. And plus, I got the free game with it. It's normally £40, which is the same price as it would have been for the Xbox 360 anyway. So it's fine. Not going up at all.
Just a quick question, Gaz. Does it have adverts like it does on the 360?
What do you mean, adverts?
Yeah,
on a dashboard.
Yeah, so you see little adverts and it advertises this and that.
Yeah, you know, like Molly dancing, saying, "Hey, click here, here's my video," or "Hey, buy some Doritos," or whatever.
We probably will see them, but there's nothing on my dashboard. All that's on my dashboard is it links. You've got your pins, which gives you, you can pin anything to it, and it gives you quick access to anything you want. You can snap in and out of anything. Oh, I don't know. It's really cool. The only thing that's advertised is the apps, the tips and tricks, and it just gives you, apart from that, yeah, there's not really a lot on the dashboard, to be brutally honest.
Okay. All right.
What else have you been playing? Is it Power Stroke Golf or Power Something Golf? I just downloaded that today. That's kind of cool. Cool.
That's a full version or demo?
It's a full version, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard people talking about it. It says really good. I haven't really looked at it because I'm not really big on golf. I like miniature golf.
Yeah, it's not too bad. And I also got Lego Marvel Superhero as well. But I haven't played that yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they say it looks really good.
Yeah, I'm going to try that at some point.
Yeah. How was the hookup? Just standard?
Yeah,
easy. Plug everything up and ready to go?
Plug it in. Yeah, plug it in. Plug the connect in. Plug the HDMI in. Yeah, dead easy. Okay.
Controller? Connection?
Yeah, it's wireless and, I did have to buy a rechargeable battery, a battery pack, because it doesn't come with one. But you only get a basic headset, and I can't use my existing headset with it.
That's a downer.
Until they release an adapter, which I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say, I thought they said they fixed it. They're gonna either bring an update or some kind of adapter for that. I don't understand why they don't just use a standard headphone jack. I mean, it's 2013 now, so why not?
They've changed it. It's like a USB kind of fitting was where the headset goes instead of a standard jack, and that's, I don't know why they've done that. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I assume the headphone people have said, "Oh, let's do that, so we can just sell new headphones and make loads and loads of money."
That's what scares me. I don't, the Xbox 360 is the first console that I bought more than two controllers for in the life of the console. Well, I'll say more, on my own Nintendo, I maybe bought four controllers, tops, for 10 years. But the controllers on my Xbox, they just, each one, the D-pad will go out, one of the triggers will go out. Just something totally random. It just stopped working. My default controller that came with it went out, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit the next one out for a bit, and, once it comes out, I'll just listen to my friends talk about it, until something comes out that really blows me away. Now, if they'd announce Crackdown and it's coming over, okay, I'm going to sell everything in my room to get it, yes, because I love that game. But outside of that, I can wait.
Yeah. It's cool though. Yeah.
And you had no problems plugging it into the wall or anything? It doesn't take up no more extra room or anything?
No. I've just cleared one of my shelves. I did put a pic on Twitter because I have the original Xbox on the bottom shelf, the Xbox 360 on the middle shelf with my HD DVD drive, and then my Xbox One is on the third shelf. And yeah, I posted a pic on Twitter, Xbox through the generations, and yeah, it's kind of cool. I've already pimped out my console with some Gears of War stickers as well.
So. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, your Xbox looks like a HD for the Xbox. It looks like an HD drive. Is that HD drive? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the HD DVD drive, yeah. Next to my Xbox. Yeah. Next to my Xbox 360, yeah.
Okay. I was making a shot like HD DVD drive. So. Do you even use that on your Xbox?
Yeah, I use it. Okay. I bought a new DVD, I bought Evan Almighty yesterday for 75 pence.
Oh, wow.
On HD DVD.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all, is it?
No, that's awesome. Okay. Well, that sounds like at least you're upgrade now. You're ready to go. So.
Yep. All good.
Yeah, you weren't the most modern out of us now, guys, and me and Warren just falling behind. Yeah.
I'm a 3DS. I got 3DS. So.
I've got Wii U. That's probably about the latest thing I've got at the minute.
Oh, well, see, that's good. We all got three different systems. You have the Wii U, he has Xbox One, I have Ouya. So, there you go. So, but yeah, hopefully I'll be getting... I'm not sure what I'm getting next. I mean, I'm looking at the Wii hard, and I'm looking at the PS4 hard, but I'm waiting for Microsoft to say something, and then, you know, I'll go from there. I just don't want to get neither any of them just because everyone else got it. And like my Wii, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the Wii, but it sits... right there. I mean, don't get me wrong, I did play Soul Calibur. I mean, we'll get into that later. I'm sorry. We'll get into that later. But I did play some games on my Wii, but GameCube games, not Wii games. So, yeah.
Yeah, so what have you been playing them on?
Oh, well, I'm not going to say it. Well, this weekend, New Leaf, Animal Crossing New Leaf, I finally played some more of that. I did the New Year's thing. I don't know if you did. I was going to message you a picture on that. But on Wii, I played with some Super Mario Sunshine and Soul Calibur 2. And I was also playing Tie the Tasmanian Tiger. And that's what I'm going to try to dedicate my time to. And that's the reason why, another reason also why I haven't played The Walking Dead, the latest season on that. And that's really all. I'm playing one other game. I always leave a game out that I'm supposed to be playing that I'm not playing right now on PSN. I played some Peggle, you know, I mean, everybody knows about that game, but I haven't played Peggle 2 yet, so, but that's really all that I have that I'm playing right now, so. Oh, and I did beat Tetris, I'm sorry, I beat Tetris, I think we talked about it last time, I think.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah, so that's one of my small, tiny little life achievements again, some year, over a decade later, again, you know, so. Yeah, because he didn't know that you can beat Tetris on Game Boy. So, with the space shuttle launching. I was say, was Tetris region specific? Because you guys had on the Game Boy.
No, I've got about three copies of it on the Game Boy.
Yeah, I was saying on our version, if you put on level 9, height 5, and once you complete it in 26 moves, you get to see the little music with the people dancing, and then the space shuttle takes off. So, you know, I never thought about what in the UK, what would it do?
Let's try it sometime, see if we can get the ending.
Yeah, so, yeah. I wonder if it's the same thing. I never thought about that till just now. But yeah, but that's all I played, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I played a few things on the Vita. I got Uncharted Golden Abyss, so I've only played through like the first part of it. I haven't just got to the first chapter.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, plays pretty good. So I think there's a part where you have to take pictures, so I'll have to look at trying to use a picture taken feature, but yeah, it plays well. It's a good to play a new Uncharted game. The last one I played was Uncharted 3, which is a great game. And but I believe Uncharted 4 is coming out on the PS4. I think that's one game that's coming out later this year, but I'm not sure when.
Where'd you hear that from?
I'm sure I saw a trailer or a teaser trailer.
Oh, yes, right, that's right. They did a teaser text trailer. They didn't show pictures or anything. Mm-hmm. They showed like writing and a map.
Yeah, it just said Uncharted, didn't give any other title, I don't think. But I think everyone's calling it Uncharted 4.
Yeah, have you played the previous versions and beat them?
Yeah, I've played the Uncharted trilogy on. On PS3, and just got to play through Uncharted Golden Abyss.
Oh, yeah, I'm a pass on Abyss. I played the demo when they first brought it out. It looks great, don't get me wrong, but I'll probably end up, if I can afford it, I'll get a PS Vita TV and play it. That's a game I really play on big screen.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it will be. I think there's some games on the Vita that will require touch screen control, so I'm not sure how well it's going to translate onto PS Vita TV, but I could be mistaken. But
true, that is true. Yeah, I played it. It looks very pretty, beautiful, but I just didn't. It felt like I was looking in a box while I was playing it. So, but yeah.
And the other game I got was Little Big Planet PS Vita.
Which one?
Mm-hmm. Little Big Planet on the Vita.
Oh, Little Big Planet. Okay.
Yes, I played through the first world of that, so yeah, really fun. Same great Little Big Planet game, but using the touchscreen features on the front and the back to help you get through the level. So yeah, as fun as ever. So definitely great. Those two are definitely great games. I mean, the other game, as I mentioned, is FIFA 13, but that's a download code, but I doubt I'll be downloading that anytime soon.
I don't need eBay.
Yeah, my don't think it affects so much, because I think FIFA 14 is the latest one, so probably I might get a quid for it if I'm lucky, just to get the code, but I don't know. If I can find someone else who has a Vita, I might just give it to them, but we'll see.
Uh-huh.
And on other consoles, gone back recently to Animal Crossing New Leaf, played a bit of that, because I haven't played it for a little bit, so. Yes, it's still a fun game. So I missed out on the New Year thing and the Christmas Day thing.
Oh, I didn't do Christmas Day though. Dang it.
Yeah, I mean, unless you take the thing back in time to do anything you want to do on that particular day.
Yeah, I don't do the time travel, even though it's legit. After my little screw up with C-Man on Sega Dreamcast, I just said no more. I lost 4 days of hard work. Oh, so awful. So, yeah,
and on the consoles, I'll be played The Wolf Among Us, the first episode.
Oh, and how did you like that? How'd you like it?
It's pretty good. I mean, considering it got for as a free download, I can't complain about it. I mean, it feels like has the same sort of feel as Walking Dead. It's not, I wouldn't say as good as Walking Dead, but it has its own appeal in the way.
Yeah.
I like that you're going around investigating. Crime and looking at the clues to determine what's happened.
Yeah, I played the demo all the way through. It was, the language was way too rough for me for what it was, and I mean, I always wanted an adult version of the fairy tales, and I thought I was gonna be it, but not like that. Is the little frog was getting on my nerves just a little bit, you know, because he wasn't supposed to be, you know, where he was at, and. That fight was pretty nice, but at the same time, it felt like they were stealing stuff from, what's that game? Heavy Rain, just a little bit. The Heavy Rain fight felt more realistic. This fight felt, I mean, that guy was much bigger than you, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but it was just a little bit too harsh for me. So I'm going to say it out until the story itself develops more. So, but yeah.
Yeah, I probably will download the other episode at some point, but I'm not in any particular rush, because I'm more looking forward to next Walking Dead episode, as said. But as its own game, since I downloaded it for free, it's worth a try at least. So, and as far as I know, it's based off the Fables comic books by DC. I think it's set before the events of the comics. I believe. So you're not really spoiling anything, just to do with the comics that I do, because I haven't read them myself, but I'm more interested in a lot of this idea of fairy tale characters coming into the real world and trying to adapt to human life or normal life.
Right, right. That's what got me too. Yeah, I wanted to do that, but what they had in the game was like not what I expected. So, but yeah, hopefully, you know, for me it'll get better. You know, because I thought it'd be like you're going to Little Red Riding Hood and helping her save herself from the wolf as her grandma and stuff like that. But it was like, you know, I want to be kind of kiddie, but with an adult. You know, the wolf is a werewolf, and actually the guy you helped turns out to be the werewolf, blah, 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 blah. Or better yet, Little Red Riding Hood turns out to be the werewolf or whatever, you know. But
yeah, that'd be good.
You know, that's what I was expecting, so that's probably why I was here.
Yeah, and of course, like The Walking Dead has the same sort of the decision-making, so you decide who, where to go first or what to do within the time you got. So again, it creates your own little experience, and then you choose which actions to perform, which can either result in one path or another. So I think it's worth maybe a second playthrough just to see what would happen if it took a slightly different path. But yes, pretty good adventure so far, and when the other episodes come out, I might download them, but or get a season pass, one of the two. But and what else? I'm sure there's something else. I'm just trying to remember or trying to think. On the iPhone, I've been playing Angry Birds Star Wars 2.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet.
Playing a bit more of that, and really can't think of anything else. I'm sure I've done some other things, but off the top of my head, I can't remember. But yeah, that's what I've been playing.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so on to what we've been watching. So what have you been watching, Warren?
Well, the last two movies I just watched, oh my gosh, this what movie I just watched. I just watched Elysium. It was different. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be exactly, but it still was a good movie. There's some parts that I didn't like about it, but I just watched that. They finally released the UK version of Breaking Bad. UK version of Being Human, so I'm actually in the middle of watching that.
What do you mean the UK version of Being Human? The UK version was the first version.
Yeah, but on American, we only had up to season 3, and they just released season 5 and 6.
New series.
Yeah, exactly. Because the American version is crap. I don't even know why. I can't believe people actually like. I said, you go, because my friend, he watches stuff from all over, and he's one who got me hooked on it. That plus Misfits, and there's some other show that's only UK only. And well, he downloads all this stuff. So
the English versions are so much better. I don't know why.
It's just so much better. As I said, the characters are just so much better. The ghost they have is our person over here. What is she? And the vampire, he's like, is he a vampire or is he a god? Like, I don't mean to sound bad, but it's like, you know what, I'm not even going to waste my time. And oh my gosh, they redid, because I was comparing them, and I don't know if you watch Being Human, but there's a part where you get to see, I'm trying to be vague because I don't want to give away part of it, but there's a dog fight. And the American version, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. That is not how it was done in the UK version, and it meant nothing in the series. And so I said, I'm not watching that ever again. I was like, I thought it was going to be great, but I was like, forget it. They should just brought if they were going to do anything, either brought the UK version over here or brought the actors over here and redone it for America, which really made no sense because the UK version was perfect, you know. But where I'm at right now in season 5 is getting, not to give away anything, but it's getting a little sad. So I stopped it a little bit because so much stuff has happened, you know, with the new baby. I'm going to say that, and I just gave away a little bit, but you already know that from season 3, 4. No, I'm enjoying that. And I was watching some other series. Oh, Hemlock Grove. They're already promoting, getting ready to say they're going to make a season 2 to that, but I haven't finished part 1 yet because I was still watching. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I've been watching some time now. The one you recommended with the two brothers.
Supernatural.
Yeah, Supernatural. I'm going to watch that in a bit. So I'm trying to get back to that before they pull it, because actually this month they just pulled a whole bunch of older movies and like 2 or 3 TV shows. So, you know, stuff that I wasn't really watching. Like I got to watch Breaking Part 2 Boogaloo, Electric Boogaloo, which is, you know, old A's, really good, feel-good movie, you know, dancing and stuff, you know. But that's, I want to say I watched one more movie, but I can't remember the name of it, but it was nothing big. They have on here, over here in America, they just released that one Tom Cruise movie. I'm not watching it, where he's like a Parker something or something like that. It's the one where he's like wanted or something like that, where he has to go hide because he's like part ex-military.
Oh, Jack Reacher, is that the one?
Yeah, that Jack Reacher, yeah, that one. And that was just released, I guess, last night, because it wasn't there last night. It was there this morning. And there's another new one that's out, too, but I can't remember the name, because I have my Apple TV turned on right now, because I actually have my PS3 on to download The Walking Dead. But that's all I've watched, you know. That's all I've been watching.
Well, I'll go next. I've been watching, finished watching The Walking Dead Series 1, finally finished watching that and that.
Yay!
Yeah, sat down and watched the rest of that. So I watched the first two episodes and part of the third, and then I sat down and watched the rest of it. And yeah, it's pretty good, so I'm looking forward to picking up a copy of Season 2 and Season 3. I think season 4 has already been aired, hasn't it? But hasn't been announced for Blu-ray or DVD yet, has it?
No, it hasn't.
It's currently being aired at the moment, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm slowly working my way for that. So once I get a copy of season 2 and 3, I'll watch those.
Yeah, I want to get that special super, I think it's like a $200 edition, I think, or $120-something edition. With all of them, the whole set, mm-hmm. I want that. So if y'all want to give out gifts, I'm accepting. So it's just, you have to see it, it's so awesome. It's like, wow, we all want it, we can't afford it. But we want it though, so. Yeah, because they ran a marathon, actually. I rewatched the majority of it, not all of it. You know, because they ran it from like 9 in the morning to like, I think like 4 in the morning. So I fell asleep around like 2 o'clock. Same thing with Breaking Bad.
Yeah, so I watched that. The Christmas episode of Doctor Who.
Oh, really? Yeah, how'd you like that?
Yeah, it's pretty good way said. And Matt Smith's reign as a Doctor and bringing a new Doctor. Uh-huh. It was technically the 13th, but would have been considered the 12th. But I'm not going to get into the whole thing for anyone who's not into Doctor Who. But
yes, well, they told you why, didn't they?
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a good episode. I also watched the Christmas episode of Downton Abbey, even though it wasn't really Christmas there, but, yeah, it was still good and entertaining to watch.
Yep. Tom Baker.
Yeah, but he was in the 50th anniversary mm-hmm. episode, which was just all some weeks ago, or, over a month ago, I think. And, what else? Oh, yeah, I went to see The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great movie, a lot more action-packed than the first, and a lot of things changed from the book to the movie, and some good changes overall, I think, but and a few more throwbacks to the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Or a few more references to The Lord of the Rings, which takes place after The Hobbit, but you know, definitely sets it up on a little cliffhanger for anyone who hasn't read the books at the end. But I'll say going back to what I'm looking forward to in 2014. Looking forward to seeing the last part of The Hobbit later this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think we just lost Gaz. Gaz, are you there?
Yeah, I don't know. You had one silent on me for a second, so. You said the end of the book and went quiet for like two or three seconds.
Okay, let me just check something.
It says it's still connected, so.
Yeah, it's just saying on my end there's a problem with this call. But you're still there, and yeah. Gaz has just come.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, because I was looking at the timer, I was like, oh, it's getting close to 1 hour, and normally right at around that 1 hour, that's when we start having issues. I like, we need to try to cut it short, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Trying to see if we can get Gaz back. He's still going. So I'll just finish off Saw the Hobbit part 2 and looking forward to when it comes back out. Which I think, I'm not sure if it's in July or the end of the year. I think originally it was supposed to be July, the third and final part, but I think now it's going to be the end of this year. So in December, so a bit of a long wait, but hopefully it'll be worth it.
Hello.
There he is.
Alright, guys, so I don't know what happened there, but still recording, so I think that's the thing that's always happening.
Hello.
Uh oh.
What was that?
Nick.
Did he go into the future?
What the hell was that?
It sounds like you got ran over by a boombox.
Yeah, it was just sound like this music or something. Like, you just started to play the play some classical music on the radio or something.
Okay, what is that? But go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, so last thing I saw was The Hobbit, and I saw a couple of other things during Christmas, but can't remember off the top of my head, just this and that, really, and that's really about it. So, over to you guys, what you've been watching over the holiday?
Don't know. Well, I started to watch Star Trek, the new one, Into Darkness, and I fell asleep. I've been watching loads on Netflix, actually. What I've been watching over Christmas? I'm asking the missus. What have we been watching? I'm trying to think now. I don't know, because we've been playing with the kids, so I haven't really been watching a lot of television, to be really honest. I'm afraid I haven't been watching a lot of television. And plus, I've been working a lot over Christmas as well.
Oh, okay. No problem.
So, that's it for me, unfortunately.
Okay, so, I think they're concluded before the podcast goes completely with the recording. So, highlight of the week, highlight of the holiday?
Xbox One.
Highlight of the week, Logitech K760.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's a Bluetooth keyboard that the reason why, that's one of the things I did, I will say, we don't really give gifts on Christmas much, we just give money and you go buy what you want, kind of, and it's like an $80 keyboard that I found for like $50 at one of our local stores on discount, but what makes this keyboard special is that it's Bluetooth, and you can actually have up to 3 devices paired to it at one time, so all you have to do is press, all you do is like say, okay, like how you have your, I don't know if is the Xbox One Bluetooth? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay, well, PS3, I know. I know your cell phone has Bluetooth, and say you had a PS3, then you can actually program 1 for your cell phone, 2 for your PS3, and then 3 for your whatever other device. You just press the button, and you're done. You're ready to go. Just like that.
Oh, nice, yep.
Yeah, so that's what makes it special. It's really nice. It's really nice. So that's my highlight.
I haven't got a specific holiday. I mean, the presents I got were good. I just got a physical copy of The Walking Dead on PS3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll play through that at some point just to tide me over while I wait for the next episode of The Walking Dead to come out.
Does that consider as part of your DLC, like the DLC version, or is that a totally different game, like Street Fighter? From Street Fighter 4 to Super Street Fighter 4 to Street Fighter AE, because those are 3 different games, but they're the same game, but they all count as 3 different games on your account.
It's the Game of the Year edition, so it includes 400 days.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's all the episodes, 1 to 5 and 400 days.
Okay. Oh, no, I mean, like, when you play it, is it going to count as another game in your trophies?
I'm not too sure. Oh, I mean, you played it on the Xbox 360 when came out, and I've only played a free download version of the first episode on the PS3, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay, it doesn't really count then, okay. But you'll know when you see it, you'll know. But just let me know.
Yeah, so I'll see how it plays. I've heard there's been physical problems with the physical version for the 360 version, but I don't know if that's been resolved in the Game of the Year edition or not, but it's good to have a physical copy of the game so I can put it next to Back to the Future by Telltale as well.
Yeah.
So have a bit of Telltale collection going on. But I say, the overall, it was having a good Christmas and bringing in New Year as I usually do, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just been good holiday overall. I mean, the other thing she mentioned has been a bit of a problem in my room where the window is, because there's a bit of rubble that actually fell down.
Oh yeah, I saw the picture. It was crazy.
Yeah, I know what happened. It must be because of the wind or something, or how the house is structured and how the windows support it's being supported. But it just fell one day. I had the curtains closed across. So I was just about to watch The Walking Dead actually, and then just heard a massive crash, and then the rubble came down from the window. But it's everything's fine. Since I had the curtains crossed, it stopped most of the rubble from getting everywhere. And thankfully, because the curtain was across the TV, didn't hit the TV or damage the TV in any way.
That's
right. But most importantly, I'm fine. I'm not being hurt. So it's all good. Got someone to come and have a look at it at some point. So get that fixed. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's really about it. So that was pretty much the end to 2013, the bit of rubble falling from above the window. It's mostly just a plaster, but everything's fine. It just needs replastering, I think, and maybe just a bit of checking over to make sure there's no structural damage of any kind, but I don't think there is.
Yeah.
Might need reinforcing in some way, but yeah, it's all fine.
Yeah.
And that is our first episode of
2014. Woohoo!
So happy New Year again to everyone, and hope you have a great year, and hopefully we'll have a lot to talk about this year as we do the last 2 years.
Oh, yes, thank you, and to you too.
Yep, so thanks guys as always.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, and thanks to you all as always as well.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
And to everyone else, thank you very much for listening, and until next time, we'll see you later. Take care, and good night.
Skidoosh.
Bye-bye.